Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our show, music from Wynton Marsalis and Willie Nelson performing together, and a question from a listener about America's purchase of Alaska from Russia. But first, another listener wants to know how Muslims in America observe Ramadan. Muslims are observing the holy month of Ramadan. A listener named Tran Tong would like to know more about Ramadan and how Muslims in America observe it. Faith Lapidus has our report.
These days, the sooner we break the Ramadan, we start eating dates. Maybe minimum three days.
That is Mohamud Adan, a 65-year-old father of five from Somalia. He now lives in Fairfax, Virginia. He is explaining the first foods to eat after breaking the fast of Ramadan. He says one must eat dates, a sweet, chewy fruit. There are between 6 million and 8 million Muslims in the United States. Some were born here. Many others are immigrants from around the world. Ramadan, the ninth month of the Muslim calendar, is the holiest time in Islam. It is when Muslims believe the Prophet Muhammad was given the words of the Quran, the Islamic holy book, about 1,400 years ago. Muslims do not eat between sunrise and sunset during Ramadan. They fast to show their obedience and respect for Allah, or God. By nightfall, everyone is quite hungry. First, there is just a taste of the dates and a few other things, and then it is time for prayers.
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إذن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Families usually prepare big meals during the day. They buy meat at special halal stores that follow Islamic laws in food preparation. The Adan family meal includes goat, chicken, rice, potatoes, fruit, a green salad, a cold drink, and warm tea. 18-year-old Asli has prepared the whole dinner herself. During the meal, the Adan family and friends discuss their former lives in Somalia, popular music, the good food they are eating, and many other subjects. But mostly, they talk about the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad, and the meaning of Ramadan. And they are happy to teach the one non-Muslim guest all they believe about the mysteries and miracles of Islam. Mohamud Adan says it is all in the book. He says the Quran includes religion, history, science, and telling the future.
Part of the Quran is historical. It tells what happened. This is God's creation. What happened? What will happen in the future? So if you learn Quran, you learn geography, you learn science, you learn social science, all aspects of life.
Ramadan will last for about 20 more days until the new moon is seen. After it is over, a celebration called Eid al-Fitr begins.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
It is time for evening prayers at the mosque. Some of the Adans and their friends are attending. When they return home, they will probably eat and drink some more. Another long day of Ramadan fast will begin again the next day.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Vladimir in Moscow. He wants to know how America bought Alaska from Russia. Alaska is across the Bering Strait from Siberia. Russia had taken control of the territory in the 1700s. The Russians traded with native groups there, but later decided to offer the land for sale. American Secretary of State William Seward had wanted to buy it for a long time. He quickly prepared a treaty of purchase. The sale took place in 1867 while Andrew Johnson was president. The United States paid Russia just over $7 million. Many Americans thought the deal was foolish. They called it Seward's folly. $7 million was too much for what they thought was a worthless piece of frozen land. But American traders and business leaders knew that it was rich with resources. They said owning it would improve business for states along the Pacific coast. Political leaders said the purchase would be good for the United States because it would end all Russian presence in North America. And they said it would help guarantee friendly relations with Russia. Alaskans first asked to become a state in 1916. Finally, in 1958, Congress approved the Alaskan Statehood Act. Alaska became the 49th state on January 3, 1959. Hawaii became the 50th state in August of that year. Alaska borders northwestern Canada. The name comes from Alyeska, an Aleut native word for great land. For its $7 million, the United States got Alaska's oil, natural gas, forests, salmon, gold, and copper, and other resources. Alaska is the largest in territory of the 50 states, yet 47th in population. Fewer than 700,000 people live there. Alaska's nickname is the Last Frontier, and its official motto is North to the Future.
Baby, she's a great big thief, long, lean, lanky, and there's nothing to eat but I love her just the same.
Last year, two superstars of country music and jazz teamed up for 2 days of concerts in New York City. Willie Nelson is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Wynton Marsalis is a trumpet player and composer. He is also the artistic director of jazz at Lincoln Center. Their music was recorded for an album released this summer called Two Men with the Blues. Shirley Griffith has our story.
Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor. couldn't stand it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Lord, I visit the club. Got as far as the door. Knew they'd ask me about you. Don't get around much anymore.
That's Willie Nelson and Wynton Marsalis performing the Duke Ellington song, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Two Men with the Blues was number 20 in its first week of release on Billboard Magazine's Top 200 album chart. That is the highest a Willie Nelson album has ever reached in its first week. And it is the highest ever for an album by Wynton Marsalis. Here they are with Willie Nelson's song, Nightlife. Five-year-old Nelson and 46-year-old Marsalis have been too busy to go on tour together, but they plan to share the stage again in New York this February as part of the 70th anniversary of Blue Note Records. We leave you with the two men and the song, Ain't Nobody's Business. Wait, who's that singing with Willie? That's Wynton in a rare performance of song.
You know, Willie, I can if I choose to walk down the street with my light bulb shoes.
I gotta see that.
Tain't nobody's business if I
not
do. Lord gave me my own mind to think, and I can choose what, just how much to drink.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody's business.
See?
If I do, if I do.
Yeah.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written and produced by Katie Weaver. To read and listen to our programs online, go to voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
One day I'll have chicken and dumplings. The next day I ain't got nothing, but ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business if I do. And if I attend church on Sunday and a cabaret all day Monday, it ain't nobody's business if I do.